Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Yvan Delaplace. I'm investment specialist at UBP, and today we are celebrating UBAM Positive Impact Emerging Equities' first anniversary. The fund was launched on May 7, 2020, with $25 million. The fund has performed strongly since launch and has received substantial inflows. The fund is up 78.62% since launch for the institutional cumulated class in US dollar net of fees. Over the same period, the MSCI Emerging Net Total Return US dollar index only achieved 52.60%. Assets under management have grown to $160 million. All data have been taken at May 6, 2021. Q1 2021 saw a healthy and contained correction that impacted some of fastest growing names. Many opportunities will arise in sectors that can benefit from the multi-year investment cycles that result from the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. Let me remind you that the launch of Positive Impact Emerging Equity has been a pioneering initiative. In the midst of the ongoing public health crisis, the long-term importance of impact investing is clearer than ever, as it is one of the ways we can address those areas in which we are currently falling short of our social goals. These goals, in areas such as health, education, inequality, housing, food and water, are particularly relevant to emerging markets and present the emerging market impact investor with a broad range of opportunities. Within the private equity and venture capital spaces, about 50% of all impact funds are invested in emerging markets. This might be an early indication of the trend for listed equities. Our Positive Impact Emerging Equity portfolio has a growth bias. But interestingly, the growth drivers differ from traditional growth portfolios, which often rely on the technology sector. Effectively, growth on the impact side is built on three pillars: innovation, changes in regulation, and demand from consumers. This offers a true differentiation from the investor side, especially in terms of portfolio construction and blending with other instruments. This can be clearly seen since the launch of the fund when comparing the performance with traditional growth and value indices. The final question would be, what is the context for impact equities in emerging markets in 2021? The global cycle has been on a positive trend, which is a good thing for emerging markets. They outperformed at the end of last year, and many investors were hopeful to see this trend continue. This has not yet materialized for two main reasons that are the key factors for future performance. First, US long-term rates have risen substantially, leading to an appreciation of the dollar, which is equivalent to a tightening of monetary conditions for many emerging market economies. Second, the COVID-19 situation has worsened again in some emerging market countries, especially in places where the vaccination campaign is lagging behind what we are seeing in high-income countries. The impact was also significant in some of the more expensive growth names in our universe in such areas as renewable energy, electric vehicles, and batteries, particularly in China. We had been taking profits in most of those names during the rally, and we continued to sell some more at the beginning of the correction. Inevitably, we lost some performance during the correction, but this was relatively small compared with the outperformance during the rally. As a result of these changes, the weighting of renewable energies and the EV chain in the fund are significantly less than only a few months ago, and the top 10 names are more diversified in terms of sectors and countries. There is less exposure to China, Korea, and Taiwan. In a way, this correction was probably good for us, for two reasons. First, there was a lot of growth in the renewable EV space. The valuations are better now, and we can again look for opportunities as we dig deeper into supply chains. Secondly, the fact that the fund handled a very sharp correction in some of our sectors relatively well provided good evidence of risk control. As we focus on impact investing, we believe many opportunities will arise in sectors that can benefit from the multi-year investment cycle that results from the United Nations SDGs. For instance, in education and financial inclusion businesses, we see many companies that have suffered substantially from the pandemic, but that could do very well in the next few years. Their long-term growth outlook is still intact, and the recovery has barely started for some of them. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website, ubp.com. Thank you.